Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for October 24th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, I posted a video interview I conducted a while back with a student and former student in Roosevelt University's Quantitative Finance CCCF Honors Program. Assistant Professor of Finance Justin Shea was also part of the interview. The subject is a market for near-Earth space commerce. Brian Rodriguez and Luis Areola looked at how to build a market for space commodities, including delivery in space. They looked at launch costs and did regression analysis on all of the launches over the years and showed how costs were continuing to drop dramatically, which made commodities markets more practical. With the number of new launch platforms, space tourism, countries in space, and more, having key commodities in space available via a competitive market makes a lot of sense. When I met Brian and Luis at a presentation of senior thesis at Roosevelt last spring, I told them their research might be the basis of a market in the future, much as the research done for the Ullman Award was after World War II, when the CBOT was trying to reestablish its narrative, and then President Richard Ullman created a $3,000 prize for the best research about the futures markets. That prize was given away for 8 years, and that research helped set the academic basis for later financial futures. So maybe this fun research project will have some real impact in the years to come. The title of the interview is Roosevelt University Students Propose Futures Market for Space. There is a story in the Ukraine invasion news that I think is very important for our markets and companies. The story is Ukraine sees Russian cyber attacks growing more sophisticated, by Bloomberg. The reason I mentioned this is that many times big technological advances are made during times of war as the warring parties seek an advantage over the other party. Russia has been using cyber warfare on the rest of the world for a long time, so this increased capability and sophistication becomes a bigger risk for all of us. Michael Saylor's multi-billion-dollar bet on Bitcoin is profitable again, as Bitcoin has rallied amid speculation of an impending Bitcoin ETF approval. This is also evidence that buying scale down can work, which is what Saylor has seemingly done as Bitcoin has collapsed from big rallies in recent years. Bloomberg has the story. MicroStrategy's Bitcoin bet turns profitable again during crypto rally. Bitcoin has rallied to as high as $35,000 in the latest move up. The Robb Report says billionaire Ken Griffin is building himself the world's most expensive home. So much for Mar-a-Lago. The story is based on a story in the New York Times titled Inside Ken Griffin's Property and Art Empire, $1 billion Palm Beach spread is only the beginning. Is it time for you to take your annual anti-bribery and anti-corruption course, the FCPA? Exchange Analytics is offering the 30 to 40 minute course for $30. This course is designed for U.S.-based businesses with international operations and interests outside the United States to gain the knowledge and skills needed to effectively navigate anti-bribery laws in all jurisdictions in which they operate. The course offers a look into the complex and evolving landscape of anti-bribery and anti-corruption regulations worldwide, with a particular focus on the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practice Act, that's the FCPA. Bloomberg columnist Jessica Carl has an opinion piece titled, "Is America Raising a Nation of Scaredy Cats?" with the subheading, "Helicopter Parents Are Failing to Prepare Their Children for the Kind of Risk-Taking They Will Need to Succeed in Their Careers." One of the values of the Scout Law is to be brave. I taught my Scouts not to be afraid to make a mistake, to take a risk, but they needed to learn from their mistakes. If a kid has a parent hanging over them, they will never burn the bacon and learn from that how to cook it right. Finance Feed Editor-in-Chief Nikolai Iziev spoke with TT's Keith Todd and subsidiary Able Noser Solutions CEO Peter Weiler at FIA Expo in what Finance Feeds billed as, quote, "an exclusive opportunity for an insightful conversation," unquote. You can watch the Finance Feeds exclusive opportunity for an insightful conversation with the link in today's newsletter. And you can watch our non-exclusive conversation with the same parties with the link in today's newsletter. For the record, when I published our interview with Todd and Weiler, I was unaware they had done a video interview with Finance Feeds, and I put the word exclusive in the headline. It has been removed. Mark Shore, executive director of the Arditti Center for Risk Management, posted to LinkedIn that the Arditti Center will host its 10th annual cyber risk conference, Attack of AI, on November 28th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at DePaul University, 1 East Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. For a 20% discount from the current price, please use the code SHORE23. The first early bird pricing ends October 31st. The International Energy Agency, IEA, sees an energy system by 2030 with almost 10 times as many electric cars worldwide, solar generating more electricity than the entire U.S. power system does currently, and renewables' share of global electricity use as 50%, up from around 30% today. In addition, heat pumps and other electric heating systems will outsell fossil fuel boilers globally, and investment in new offshore wind projects will be three times that of investment in new coal and gas-fired power plants. The IEA's World Energy Outlook 2023 report released today sees a vast change in energy systems used around the globe by 2030. Download the report and view an explanatory video on the IEA's website. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were, "Chevron will discontinue oil hedging once Hess deal is complete," from Bloomberg; "Why Bill Gross expects a U.S. recession to begin by year's end," from MarketWatch; and, "CME is in strongest position for deals," CEO says, despite rising competition. Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. It's free. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video mentioned earlier. Roosevelt University students propose futures market for space. Roosevelt University's CCCF honor student Luis Areola and former professor Brian Rodriguez are pioneering a concept that might shape the future of near-Earth space commerce, merging Ariola's research on water futures with a mentor's study of space markets, they have embarked on an ambitious project, a futures market for space commodities. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times, a commentary by Paula DiPerna. The headline, "It is time we paid back nature. New financial tools are at hand to help us invest in the value of the economic benefits the natural world provides. Nature is history's most exploited, underpaid laborer, so has the time come to make good? It would seem so. Nature needs money," said the president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, at the Amazon summit in early August. "It's time," he declared, "for the world to create a mechanism to fairly remunerate the environmental services that our forests provide to the world. There's nothing new in that assertion. I heard a similar challenge at the landmark Earth Summit in 1992, when a Brazilian woman asked, 'If the North cares so much about the rainforest, why don't they rent it from us?'" My comment, we did an interview with Paula DiPerna about her book on this subject in a podcast titled Paula DiPerna. Paula DiPerna's Inherent Contradiction and Paradox book, Pricing the Priceless. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Springsteen shows private equity who's boss. If you're going to sell out, do it at the top of the market. Bon Jovi's fans may have been aghast at seeing guitar hero Richie Sambora dressed as a giant baked potato on the Masked Singer TV show in February, gamely running through hits by Fleetwood Mac and The Pretenders. My comment, private equity is going to own all the good music. Luckily, I can get AI to replicate it. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was CME in strongest position for deals, CEO says, despite rising competition, from Reuters. Second was the FIA's photo gallery of highlights from FIA Expo 2023, featuring exchange leaders, industry experts, regulators, and a lot of other folks. Third was the Wall Street Journal's "America's Downtowns Are Empty. Fixing them will be expensive." Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser says new S in ESG is security. The escalating tensions between Israel and Hamas are prompting global business chiefs to think more about security issues, according to Citigroup Inc. Chief Executive Officer Jane Fraser. Quote, "There is a new S in ESG, which is security, be it food security, energy security, it could be defense or financial security," unquote. Fraser said on the first day of Saudi Arabia's flagship investment conference. Quote, "That's certainly a theme for all CEOs around the world, how to build a more resilient company and countries," unquote. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, U.S. IPO market teetering on edge after fall class disappoints. ARM-led listings quartet are all trading below prices in IPOs. BrightSpring is said to join Rubrik Turo in pondering delays. U.S. initial public offerings had been forecast to rebound with high-profile listings like ARM Holdings PLC and Birkenstock Holdings PLC leading the way, setting up 2024 for a bigger listings comeback. After a rough ride in September and October, many IPO candidates are retrenching and reviewing whether to put their plans on hold. BrightSpring Health Services, Inc., a KKR and co-backed healthcare services provider that had been planning to raise $1 billion, is among those mulling a delay, said people familiar with the matter who asked not to be identified because it was private. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, UK set to axe cap on bankers' bonuses. move to boost the city in the wake of Brexit would abolish EU rule that limits payouts to twice base salary. The UK will on Tuesday confirm that it's scrapping the cap on bankers' bonuses that was inherited from the EU as part of its post-Brexit push to boost the City of London, according to people familiar with the situation. The move follows a consultation earlier this year on plans to abolish a 2014 ruling limiting bonuses to twice base pay for employees of banks, building societies, and investment firms. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.